Good afternoon. You are listening to La Bonheur with Valley, like a valley, but spelt a little bit differently, broadcasting live from CITR, which is located on the ancestral, traditional, and unceded territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. You're listening to 101.9 FM, and I've got quite a few things lined up for us today, some very exciting news. I had my first interview last Friday with a band called Bridal Party, who are from Victoria here in BC, a very nice group of people who I was able to chat with. They also had their show that evening, and they are continuing on with their tour. So before we dive into that interview, I will play a couple of their songs just so that you can get familiar with the band and their style and also what they sound like. Here is Fruitless and Too Much by Bridal Party.
It's Every time I catch the flu, I dream of how many pounds I might lose. Shallow navel, thick chagrin. Oh, I'm so impressed, my appetite hasn't kicked. Push-ups on my knees as I digress from culinary honesty.
Two lives love in your home. The safety in self-love. Love in handstand with no.
So that was Bridal Party with Too Much and Fruitless. As I mentioned during the introduction, you are listening to La Bonne Heure with Vali. And now I'm going to play the interview that I was able to have with the band. As I mentioned, they were a lovely group of people, and I'm very excited for you to learn more about them and about their musical journey, either current or in the future as well. And please do check them out. I will also be linking some of their social media information in the bio portion of this episode online, so citr.ca. So please do listen in. This is my interview with Bridal Party. To start us off, hi guys.
Hello.
I was just wondering if you would like to introduce yourselves as the band, your names, and your role.
Our band's called Bridal Party, and I'm Jordy, and I play electric piano and synthesizer.
I'm Susie. I sing and play guitar.
I'm Lee, I play bass.
My name's Joe, I play guitar and sing.
I'm Adrian, I play drums.
And how did the name Bridal Party kind of come to be? I know that's probably a story that you tell pretty often.
The whole name came up because my roommate at the time had gone thrift store shopping and bought a shirt for an actual bridal party. It was a Gildan tank top that had a date on it for sometime in 2014. It's this really nice pink cursive. And I was a little bit drunk, and I told them I would buy it for $10 and that I was going to name my band that, and everyone agreed.
I love that. Do you still have the shirt?
I do, actually. It fits me terribly.
love that. That's a great story. And so then I was wondering if we're going to just talk about the tour a little bit. So I know you guys have been on tour for quite a while. You've done some of more like Eastern Canada and also kind of ranging into the US as well. Do you have maybe like a favorite show or a favorite audience?
I think our best shows are in Winnipeg and Montreal, both with great audiences and like audience participation. They're dancing. Those are my faves.
And was that just because of like the audience and the mood or maybe the venue?
I think both. The energy was good at both and the venues were really warm and, I don't know, a good size.
Yeah. I had a lot of fun in Kamloops last night, actually. The venue was good, the sound was good, and there was like a lot of people out having a good time.
Yeah.
That's good. I'm glad to hear that. And so would you say that those audiences were also like the most involved?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. That's always what makes a good show, is when you can connect a bit and everyone's having a good time.
And so along the tour, I know that you guys have experienced some like car troubles and different things like that. What happened like initially with the car? How did you, you know, solve that?
Well, I was driving. I went to pass a semi. About 3 hours out of Ottawa on Highway 17. And as I was passing it up the hill, the engine just kind of cut out and the semi just started like coming really close to us. And then we had to pull over and our engine was completely toast. We had to get a brand new one, a brand new used one. And that cost us a lot of money.
And you had like a GoFundMe page or something, and how did you spread awareness about that, and how do you think people kind of found out about that in order to, you know, contribute?
It was just on social media, and it was mostly just a lot of family and friends and people in our community, Victoria, who, yeah, really came through and were so grateful. It was very helpful.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of Victoria, so I know that you guys all are originally, you know, from there, and the band kind of is from there. How did you find each other? How did this band kind of start?
Well, I actually live here. The truth is out. So they've been a band for like 4 years, and I was in another band from Vancouver called Illacuda, and we kind of connected and started playing shows together. Like, we booked one for them here, and then they did the same for us, and I guess their keyboard player at the time, I'm the third keyboard player, but their keyboard player at the time couldn't tour because he's going to school, and I love to tour, and I love these guys, so naturally I just came into the band, and now I'm here for good.
Love that. Is there any like scandalous stories as to why there have been so many keyboard players?
No.
It's continually grad school.
Yeah, grad school.
They keep leaving us to go get highly educated.
Yeah. They always write one song and then bequeath it to the band and then have to move on for some other pursuit. So, yeah, we're really nervous.
Do you think that's your plan?
No, I love them too much.
Aww. And do you find that being kind of, well, I guess mostly from Victoria and just located in Victoria, how do you think that affects your maybe ability to be in like the music industry and in a music environment?
I think like Victoria has a really strong scene in and of itself. That's like people really like to give each other a leg up. And if anyone has resources, they're pretty willing to share it regardless of what kind of music they're making, which is wonderful. So that helps, I think, with just like getting, like finding an audience, like a crucial audience at the beginning. It's true that there aren't as many maybe opportunities to like open for big bands or to like be around like where a lot of like grant money is. But I think any place has its limitations. We are like a little spatially isolated, but we have a really strong community, and we found other ways to kind of connect with people, say in like larger cities. It's just a matter of going there and like putting your best foot forward, and the world's never been smaller as far as like connecting professionally goes than it is now.
And do you think that the tour has also allowed you to open up more doors in terms of accessing that, you know, music industry?
Yes, definitely.
Okay, that's great. And then speaking of the tour, the main reason that you've been on tour is because of your new music. Mm-hmm. Could you tell us maybe a little bit about the new album and what went into making that album?
Yeah, it's 10 tracks. It's called Too Much. And we've been writing those songs like since we formed as a band in 2015. And yes, kind of a collection of songs across a large span of time, recorded over 2 years. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And do you think that it really works that they are such a like a mixed time period in your lives? Or do you think that in the future you would rather focus on music that was written at one time?
I think both. I think it works because it's what we had to do to learn. And in the future, I think we are going to try a different approach just to see what comes out of it.
And I know that in a previous interview that you did while you were in Montreal, you mentioned that you are usually a fan of like the freshest music that you've put out. So how do you feel about the fact that there is such a different time period kind of viewed in, or I guess heard in this album?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I kind of struggle with maybe like spending too much time on one project or one idea kind of thing. I feel like I like to just get it out there and like let the idea kind of come together rather than like spending too much time with it and like going back and redoing things and stuff like that. But I think with this album, it was kind of, we sort of did it in stages. We did kind of come back and redo some stuff and like backtrack and whatever, but it definitely felt like we were doing kind of one thing at a time. So it didn't necessarily like feel like we were kind of getting exhausted over the same thing for 2 years, you know? It's kind of like a gradual process.
Great. And I know that you had all kind of listed your favorite songs on the album, mm-hmm. and your favorite song was quite an older one. Mm-hmm. So was it your idea primarily to kind of put older music into the album, or who kind of came up with that idea of bringing everything together as opposed to starting fresh?
I don't think it was something we decided like outright. It was just, we had songs that we still enjoyed playing and wanted to have on a vinyl or like on a record.
I think when we started recording, the songs were fresh too. Mm-hmm. It's just a lot happens in 2 years when you're working on a record.
And so now that, you know, Too Much has captured quite a long time period of, I guess, your music career and your music experiences, what do you think is next up?
Another record for sure. I think we all have a few songs that are half written, and so we're going to start working on those as a band in December and just get right to it and hopefully have something demoed by the spring and then recorded by 2020 or something. No, 2021. Yeah.
And so in terms of that new music, were you able to work on any new stuff while you were on the road or while you were on tour?
No. I don't know how bands can do that. Like, especially when you have to, I guess if you have things more planned out, then it would work. But anyways, we did not do that.
Maybe if
as
you
a band.
Had like a big tour bus and someone was driving you around and you could just sit in the back with a guitar. But we got a minivan and we drive ourselves. Mm-hmm.
That's fair. And so my last question for you is, I know that you probably get the, you know, what is your favorite song quite frequently, but I was wondering if you had a favorite lyric from the new album.
Oh, the new album. I need a
moment. Or in general. Mm-hmm. It could even be someone else's music. It could even be, when I listen to this song, I feel really inspired. Actually, two questions. What is your favorite lyric from your music, and what is your favorite lyric from other things that you've heard or been exposed to?
My first thought for our lyrics is one of Susie's from When I'm Naked that says, "Seduction is so easy, but pleasure is never perfect."
And is that because of how it sounds in the song, or is that just because of like lyrical kind of content?
Those things, yes. Also because it just seems very frank. And in this moment, it was just like, I just heard it play in my head. So that one.
Anyone else?
I don't have a favorite lyric. And I know Adrian doesn't because he doesn't know any of the lyrics. But my favorite songs right now are from Caroline Polachek.
I like the Madonna lyric from Attention. Mm-hmm. Because it's set up really nicely from the verse before.
Thanks, Lee. I
know. I know that Jordy likes the David Byrne lyric "Lost My Shape," trying to ask casual, trying to act casual.
Great. Okay. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Thank you.
Do you have any additional information you would like to share with people? Maybe upcoming concerts or upcoming plans for your music. I know you mentioned the plan for like the next kind of record. But just in terms of where your tour is going and where you think your music will be going in the next little while?
Yeah, please listen to our record wherever you listen to your music. It's called Too Much. We released it in vinyl on Kingfisher Blues in August, and we're about to go tour down the west coast of America, and we're going to keep making music for as long as it feels good, which we hope will be a while, so keep an ear out.
Great. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
And there you have it. That was Bridal Party from Victoria, BC, but currently down the west coast of the USA. They are kind of in the middle stage of their tour. And they have been going across Canada and towards like the Chicago area as well in the US too. A great band, great people, and great music as well. To remind you of what their music sounds like, I'm going to play a couple more songs by them. The first is Attention, which was actually, I guess, given a shout out in the interview. So when asked about favorite lyrics, one of them was the Madonna lyric from Attention. So keep an ear out for that. Here is Attention, and then Saltwater by Bridal Party.
Exaggerate a very small part of me. schedule is empty. It's clouding my vision. Take the train without payment, where I read novels and not alphabet. In fiction like quick dreams, the surreal can be ugly. A shadow you
So once again, a big shout out to Bridal Party for the interview, but also for their music. Make sure to keep an eye out for where they go and where their music goes as well. Maintenant, on va juste écouter un peu de musique. Avant de faire ça, on va écouter quelques pubs. Voici, oui, ben voilà, voici les pubs.
Old or New Testament?
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilate, remember Pilate from the New Testament?
Pontius Pilate, he fiddled well.
Yeah, no, well, just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the Night Watch Show on Sunday.
Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
What a strange way to be brought together. The ones they've loved have been wounded or died.
Everyone dies.
Yes, but everyone isn't killed. In a way, being loved is like being told you never have to die.
Johnny, good luck to Johnny Canuck and all.
UBC Theater and Film presents Timothy Findley's The Wars, adapted by Dennis Garnham, directed by Lois Anderson, taking us deep inside the mind of a soldier and catapulting us into the mud, smoke, and chlorine gas of the front line in France in World War I.
Emerging artists tell the story of soldiers and their families, not much older than they are now. Timothy Findley's The Wars is ultimately life-affirming, proving that human connection is all.
November 7th to 23rd, Frederick Wood Theater. Tickets for students only $11.50.
Theaterfilm.ubc.ca.
Make sure to go out and see The Wars, presented by UBC Theatre and Film. Mais aussi, je sais que ce week-end, il y a aussi une autre pièce de théâtre qui s'appelle Comedia, qui est jouée par les étudiants de la troisième année de théâtre ici à UBC. Et je sais que les tickets sont gratuits aussi. Je pense que c'est 2 ou 3 jours, la première... showing, et jeudi soir, et après c'est aussi vendredi, et je pense samedi aussi, mais de ce que j'ai entendu, c'est très intéressant et c'est très, très marrant aussi, et bien sûr, si les tickets sont gratuits, pourquoi ne pas y aller, mais j'ai entendu parler de cette pièce, et apparemment ils le font chaque année, et c'est toujours les étudiants de la troisième année de théâtre ici à UBC, et donc j'espère vous voir. Moi, je vais jeudi, donc si vous me voyez, dites bonjour. Mais voilà, donc maintenant, on va écouter un peu de musique. J'ai un peu de musique française, un peu de musique française à vous montrer aujourd'hui. Pour commencer, on va écouter Ne m'appelle pas de cœur de pirate. Je me rappelle, si vous écoutiez pendant l'été, j'ai joué 2 chansons de Cœur de Pirate à un moment. J'avais joué Comme des enfants, qui était une de ses premières chansons quand elle a débuté en termes d'artiste et de chanteuse. Et j'ai aussi joué Ne m'appelle pas quand c'était sorti, je pense, en juin ou juillet. Et donc, je vais rejouer ça. Et un autre jour, je vais parler un peu plus de Cœur de Pirate en général, mais aussi de la musique et en termes de comment ça peut changer un artiste qui a de nombreux différents genres et de choses qui représentent. Mais voici une nouvelle chanson de Cœur de Pirate, ça s'appelle « Ne m'appelle pas ».
On dit que le temps guérit toutes les blessures et celles que j'ai subies sont dignes d'une brûlure au dernier degré. Je sais, je rigole, mais j'ai saigné. Les plans comme les tiens, tu sais ce qu'on dit. On récolte ce que l'on sème. Et on m'a dit que tu te demandais comment je me sens et puis comment je vais. Ne m'appelle pas, ne m'écris pas. Tu sais très bien que je vis mieux sans toi. Et au passage, j'efface ton nom de nos souvenirs car tu es de trop. Et ne m'appelle pas, bloque-t-il les mois, n'y pense même pas. Seul dans la nuit, je ne réponds plus. Nous deux c'est vaincu, tu resteras dans l'oubli. Ne m'appelle pas. Plan sûr, mais ça je le savais. On m'a averti, j'ai foncé quand même. J'aurais dû renoncer. J'ai vu l'état de ton 4,5. Dormir par terre, un matelas pour lit. Vraiment, j'ai continué. Mais j'ai tout compris. Le jour où t'as voulu te faire mes amis. Ne m'appelle pas. Ne m'écris pas, tu sais très bien que je vis mieux sans toi. Et au passage, j'efface ton nom de nos souvenirs car tu es de trop. Et ne m'appelle pas.
rappelle pas.
Et maintenant, on va rentrer dans la section chansons qui sont spéciales à vous. Songs that are special for you. So we have two songs today, as usual. En premier, we have a song by Jane Doe, which was submitted by Fred, called What Am I? And Fred said that this song is special for him because when people meet him, you know, they assume something about, like, character and, you know, judging a book by their character, but says that often people aren't what they seem, and often he also is not what people think after they get to know him. And he also said that he wanted to give give a shout out to Jane Doe for their concert, which was last week at the railway. So here goes that. This is What Am I by Jane Doe. Was Jane Doe with What Am I? What I Am. And up next, we have a song that was submitted by Kenny called Until We Try by Asa. And the reason this song was submitted was because Kenny said that they couldn't get the song out of their head and they've been playing it all day on repeat and just wanted to hear it on the show as well. So thank you to Fred and for Kenny for submitting songs to the Songs That Are Special For You segment. Here is Until We Try This La by Asa.
Baby, you never know until we try, until we try this low. I've been around the world, but you're the only one my heart, the only one my heart beats for. Don't let time fool ya, it's now or never, it's now or never. You may never know until we try this low. You see, in this world, not everything happens for a reason. The foolish ones, letting you walk away from me. Almost missed my chance, trying to see what's on the other side. Now that I found your love, I will never ever let you go. Baby, you never know. Been around the world, but you're the only one my heart, only one my heart beats for. Don't let them fool ya, it's now or never, it's now or never. We may never know until we try these low. I know you can find a pretty girl at a snap of your finger and pretend. Until we try this slow, I've been around the world. You're the only one my heart, the only one my heart beats for. Baby, you never know. Until we try this slow. I've been around the world. You're the only one my heart, the only one my heart.
That was Until We Try This Low by Asa. Up next, j'ai deux chansons que j'ai choisies un peu pour... c'est des belles chansons, mais aussi je pensais que c'était marrant, puisque le titre du premier est « Si je ne suis plus trois », et le deuxième c'est « Je suis à toi ». Donc un peu de contradiction là. Mais voilà, donc « Si je ne suis plus toi », c'est de Megan Sear. Et ensuite, de Lara Fabian, on a « Je suis à toi ». J'espère que vous aimez ces belles chansons. Voici le premier, donc « Si je ne suis plus toi » de Megan Sear.
J'essuie la buée sur la glace parce qu'il est temps de me faire face. J'apprivoise mes traits comme je les dessine et surgit mon reflet des vapeurs alcalines. Cheveux mouillés sur mes épaules tombant lourdement comme un sol.
L'amour couvre mes épaules endormies. Tu me réveilles, je suis à toi, toi. Sous mon drap de neige, nos deux corps se fondent. Tu me touches et je suis à toi. Ma peau se souviendra de tous ces moments-là. Et jamais je suis à toi. Et mon âme se rendra sans le moindre combat. Tout entière, je suis à toi. Je parle à mes faiblesses et bouscule mes peurs. De toutes mes forces, je suis à toi. Si un jour ma mémoire désertait mon histoire, jamais je n'oublierai que je suis à toi. Toi. On se souviendra de tous ces
Thank you once again for tuning in to La Bonheur with Vali here on CITR 101.9 FM. Have a great week. And just a reminder, if you are Canadian, to vote, vote, vote. It's always super important to vote and make sure your voice is heard. And remember, if you don't vote, you can't complain. So please make sure to go out and vote. I think it's on the 21st. And yeah, make the right choices. Please research all of the different policies. And so before handing it off to Dan and Chase with Dialectics, I'm going to play one throwback and a very fun tune. So if you're walking or if you're driving, I hope that this makes the journey a little better. Here is Who Can It Be Now by Men at Work.